Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now to recap what a journey we've been on, Brooke. Over Christmas, you said to me, I would love to learn maybe the piano, learn another instrument. Great challenge for you in 2022. I like to think I've delivered on that. First week back, you were learning the piano accordion with no experience at all. Second week, you were rediscovering the flute.
Awfully, might I add.
Yeah, a little trickier than you thought. So we went back to basics. I say basics. To a string instrument. This week, you've been practicing the banjo. There's been a bit of drama back and forth. You didn't bring it home over the first night. You left it at the station. I hid it from you. You had to find it to prove you were worthy. But as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, you've put in the hard yards.
Yeah, well, look, I didn't want a string instrument. Like, that was something I specified. I was like, oh, I just hope it's not a string instrument. It's not bad. The thing with the banjo, I didn't have something off the top of my head I wanted to play because everyone said, oh, do dueling banjos. No, everyone expects that. I'm not going to do that, am I?
There aren't really a lot of other great banjo songs, though.
Very true. But I've made one a banjo song. The problem was I thought, I know, I can do Sweet Home Alabama. Right? That's a good one, Alabama. I'll play that one. The problem with the banjo is that nothing is as easy as it sounds.
Right.
Like, it's significantly more technical. You can hear that in that clip. Like, it's significantly more like little clicks and bits and bobs and things like that. So that was really tough. I went with something else instead. I'm hoping you can at least pick it.
It's been an incredible musical odyssey these past couple of weeks. Brooke, I can hear the orchestra starting to warm up now. We're all ready to hear what you've put together on the banjo. I think we'll go live to your stage now.
Guess the song.
I didn't pick it.
You didn't pick it? It was Sunshine, You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, of course.
In my defense, as I was getting the banjo out before I took it to our general manager, Greg, who is quite profound in banjos, and he was like, this thing is horribly out of tune again.
Yeah, it doesn't stay tuned for very long. Maybe that, look, I'm willing to accept that it was a fault on the instrument, not on the performer.
This is not the first time it's been the faulty instrument, Bob. I think we're going to blame you on that one.
What are you talking about?
the flute wasn't exactly in top condition. Are we doing this again next week?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have any more instruments lying around my parents' house. So if anyone in the Riverland has any leads, get in touch. Maybe the text line 0427 Magic 3. Slide into our DMs, Facebook and Instagram. If you got something for Brooke.
I would love some bagpipes. That would be my dream.
All right. Call us out.